Please explain again. When one restores concentration by focusing on the in and out take of the breath, is one using the vijnana, consciousness, of the grasping mind? And you just have to say depends. It depends whether you're grasping or not. So that's the... you have to do... You actually have to do something. Not everything that we do is grasping or clinging. It's like the... I mentioned the set of teachings that the Buddha gave, which were the four bases of success or spiritual success. And the first factor for success in one's spiritual practice is in the Pali word is chanda, and it's desire. But it's more like desire in terms of motivation or interest to be able to direct the mind skillfully, so that one relies on desire, motivation, in order to bring up energy, to be able to investigate, to direct attention. It isn't possible to say to not direct the attention. It's because I think there's sometimes our conception of spiritual practice or spiritual accomplishment is we should have a non-directed mind, or have a mind that is attached to anything. But then that gets really woolly and not particularly useful, actually. So the Buddha's instructions are to be able to learn how to use the mind, apply the mind skillfully, both for the accomplishing of what is good and wholesome, as well as for relinquishment and liberation. And that it takes a directing of attention.